Well, it is a pleasure to be with you again at St. Cuthbert's. The Bible teaches that the church is a body. That means we are united in worship, even if we are separated by time and space. So, let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Now, Paul's letter to the Romans is full of depth and truth. In fact, it's amazing how much he managed to fit in to such a short letter. 16 chapters, the first 8 of which in particular are packed solid with doctrinal truths. Now, Paul longed to visit the Roman church in person, but he was prevented from doing so, at least until the very end of his ministry. He wanted to visit them because news of their faith and faithfulness had spread, and he wanted to encourage their spiritual growth. In this letter, just before today's reading, Paul has reminded his readers of the power of the Spirit which raised Jesus from the dead, and he has reminded them that is the same power which gives life to our mortal bodies. Paul draws a distinction in this letter between the flesh, which represents all that is of the world, and the Spirit, which represents all that is of and from God. He points out that we have a simple choice: to live by the flesh or to live by the Spirit. Each choice has consequences. If we live according to the flesh, according to our sinful nature, then the consequence is death, verse 12. But if we live by the Spirit, then the consequence is life, verse 14. Now, people too often make the gospel complicated. The message of Jesus is essentially straightforward. What will you choose, life or death? Indeed, it is because of the power of the Spirit in raising Jesus from the dead that we can be sure that the Spirit gives life. There are then, in essence, 3 consequences of all of this. First, if we are led by the Spirit, we are adopted as sons of God. Verse 14. This is not about gender, but relationships. We are called into the same relationship to Jesus as Jesus is in relation to the Father in heaven. Wow! Can you imagine that? Jesus looks on us in the same way as the Father looks on Jesus. That is why verse 15 tells us we are not a slave again to fear. Jesus liberates from fear. Jesus sets us free. Choose Jesus. Choose life. Second, we are liberated for glory. Verse 17 tells us that since we are in this father-son, parent-child relationship with Jesus, we will share his sufferings, but also that we will share his glory. It was the great reformer Martin Luther who said that we can only truly know the glory of Christ through his sufferings on the cross. If we truly seek to know him, we will know hardship, difficulty, and suffering. But more importantly, we will know the Christ of the cross, and paradoxically, therefore, we will be liberated into his glory. So much so that Paul can write in verse 18 that I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Present suffering, future glory. Choose life. Choose Jesus. Choose suffering. Choose the cross. Choose glory. What a hope. What a future. Thirdly, then, this glory extends beyond ourselves to the whole of creation. That's what verses 21 and following are all about. We are told that the creation was frustrated by sin and disruption in verse 20, but that the creation itself will be liberated, verse 21. So it's not just about us as individuals. That's why the passage talks about the creation groaning, as in childbirth. That is why the Bible also talks about the new heaven and the new earth in the book of Revelation. The old will pass away and the new will come. You see, God is in control. God is sovereign. Choose Jesus, liberation and freedom, not only for ourselves, but also for the very creation itself. So this is the amazing thing. We have hope. We have hope for our own salvation. We are adopted as sons, children of God. Because of that, in the power of the Spirit, our bodies will be renewed. Death cannot hold us as it could not hold Jesus. But we also have hope for the creation that groans in bondage, because the creation too will be renewed. My friends, choose Jesus. Choose life. In that we have true hope. Amen.